This is WMUK's West Southwest Brief. I'm Gordon Evans. Paula Poundstone is one of the regular panelists on NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. She's also an author and host of the podcast Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone.
At this point in the world, human beings, what we have in common is that we breathe oxygen, we don't eat our young, and we have a podcast.
Paula Poundstone has been performing stand-up comedy for 40 years. An Evening with Paula Poundstone will be presented Thursday, April 11th at the Tibbetts Opera House in Coldwater. Paula Poundstone, thank you for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you did comedy for a long time before Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me came along. Has that changed your approach at all to when you do stand-up?
No, I don't think so. It's my audience now, you know, has a strong fraction of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me listeners in it, you know, when I just worked the road. And many of them had no idea that I was a stand-up comic and can't really figure out why I'm not answering questions about the week's news. Yeah, so in that way, it's certainly improved my experience, but it hasn't changed how I do the job.
Would you say that your act is quite different from what you do on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me? I'm wondering, does politics get into your show at all?
Oh, yeah. Only because I don't edit myself very well. And these days, it's hard not to think about what's going on. We're all soaking in it, as Madge used to say on the Palmolive commercials. But we really are. And it's important. That's the other thing. It's not the sole thrust of what I do. And I'm not a political analyst. And I'm not a historian. And, you know, I'm barely hanging on with what the Electoral College even means. But what I do in my act, which is largely autobiographical, is, I talk about things that occur to me as I experience them.
If we set aside for the moment here the question of whether or not the Trump presidency has been good for the country, has it been good for comedians? Has it given you a lot of material and a lot of things to satirize?
Let me use this analogy, if I may. I used to drive a 65 Mustang, not in 1965, but rather in the early 80s, and I loved that car. And it was very beautiful. I knew nothing about its inner workings. And therefore, everybody that possibly could ripped me off on that car. And I was on the side of the road. The car was in the shop over 40 times in 8 months. Every penny that I had went into that car. And one day I came home from yet another experience of crying on the side of the road while waiting for, you know, AAA or somebody to come rescue me and paying every penny I had into the car yet again. And my roommate at the time said to me, well, it's good for your material. And I just blew up. And I said, you know what? I'll make stuff up if I have to. My life doesn't have to suck in order for me to think of funny things. And I would use that to address your question about whether or not Trump is good for comedy.
You would find lots of other things to do comedy about if somebody else were president.
We needn't worry about a shortage of comedy.
Poundstone says politics isn't the main focus of her comedy act.
I talk to the audience. I do the time honor, where are you from? What do you do for a living? And in this way, little biographies of audience members emerge, and I use that from which to set my sails. I was just in Sellersville, Pennsylvania, and there's a woman in the front row who told me, I asked her if she had kids. She said, yes. I said, how old? She said, well, they're twins. And she said, 31 and. She hesitated. She said, 31 and. I said, well, ma'am, then they're not twins.
Right.
Then there were 31 and 32. I spent the rest of the night just delighting in the conversation about how she had laid there on the table for a solid year waiting for her second twin to be born. That's not a twin.
No, as a father of 13-year-old twins, they're both 13, I can tell you that. They're not 13
yeah,
and 14 or 13
works.
And 12.
I'm
that's
not
how
sure
it works.
The woman understood the word twin.
So your tour takes you to cities of all sizes. Is there any difference in doing a show when you're in Coldwater, Michigan, as opposed to, say, Seattle, Denver, some of the big cities you're going to hit?
None, zero. No, not at all. If you're referring to the size of the town, absolutely zero. If you're referring to the, you know, the redness or blueness of the area, I would say, you know, minimally, because, A, you know, we all travel, we all mix it up, And B, I'm not in a club, I'm in a theater. The people who come to see me came deliberately to see me. So they're either coming to see me because they've seen me before and they know they enjoyed it, or because somebody, you know, that knows them said to them, oh, I think you'll like her, or because somebody else brought them. And so we're pretty in sync already.
But so you mentioned red and blue areas there. So if you're in a real conservative area of the country,
I have the best time.
Yeah, it's still going to be your fans who show up.
Because it's like when the Munchkins come out in Wizard of Oz. Because I don't care how red the area or how blue the area, there's someone of the other political mind there in that community. And so when I work a place that's very, you know, very Republican or very right-wing, and by the way, I don't think I'm loathed by all Republicans necessarily, but if I'm in a place that's extremely right-wing, what happens is, you know, the people that don't usually get to say very much about their political leanings come out to see me, you know, and they have a great time because they get to be with one another for a little while. I do have, you know, Republican fans as well. In fact, a lady came up to me the other night. She was so funny. She said, after the show, she stood in the line to talk to me. And she kind of drew near to me and whispered. She actually said, I want you to know I'm a Republican. I said, can I give you a hug? I was so grateful that she came. She said, we had a really good time. Because she doesn't have to vote like me. It doesn't matter. We're not voting. We are laughing, generally speaking, at things that we have in common. If I say, you know, a couple of things that aren't exactly like how your life is or exactly what your opinion is, well, welcome to the world. But we do have so much more in common than we have differences. And it's just plain fun to laugh.
Paula Poundstone is a comedian, a regular panelist on NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and host of the podcast Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Thank you very much for your time.
It was great talking with you. Thank you.
An Evening with Paula Poundstone is coming up Thursday, April 11th at the Tibbetts Opera House in Coldwater. Links with more information can be found at WMUK.org. On our website, you can also hear the extended interview with Paula Poundstone on why comedy clubs are the place to learn how to do stand-up.
Because the job is the relationship with the audience, and you can't really pretend that in like a classroom setting.
The full interview with Paula Poundstone is also available through the WMUK app and WMUK's West Southwest podcast from Apple iTunes and Google. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.